The question was asked in Hadakha, what is the laws surrounding dealing and purchasing stolen merchandise, stolen goods? Is it permissible, is it forbidden, and what is the logic behind it? And what is the recourse? Maran in Hoshe Mishpat Shin Nun Vav, Halakha Aleph, clearly writes that it is forbidden to buy goods that are stolen, or for that matter, goods that you could highly suspect are stolen goods. The reason for this is because it's considered aiding and abetting a sin maker. Because if the thief knows that he has customers that are going to buy his goods, so that only promotes him to go steal some more goods in order to sell it. So therefore he's considered a shutaf, he's considered a partner in the avera. So clearly it's forbidden to buy stolen goods. The question would be, let's say now, he didn't suspect, there was no reason to suspect that they were stolen goods. He bought them. Now already, what is the halakha when he finds out that these are stolen goods? So the halakha writes in Sa'if Bet, that since he really did not have any suspicion, there was no reason for him to suspect, so then the halakha writes that he must return the goods to the owner, but the owner must pay him. Which means the owner must reimburse him, and then the owner must go to the ganav and start trying to get his reimbursement. The reason why the Hakamim made such a law is based on a rule called Takanat Hashuk. What does Takanat Hashuk mean? It's a Takanat of the marketplace. If people are not going to be able to go back to the owner and get their money back, so people are going to be shy to purchase anything. Because they're going to say, maybe it's stolen goods, now I'm not going to have any money, I'm not going to be able to get my money back. So the rabbis instituted that in a case where you could not suspect, there was no reason for you to suspect, then you found out that they were stolen, you go back to the owner, he must pay you. However, in a case where there was good suspicion that the goods were stolen, for example, the price was very cheap, or for example, the shach brings down the guy's mifursam as a ganav. The guy's a ganav, you know the guy's a thief. You know the guy's been doing this for years. So then already the halakha says there's no takanat ashuk. You have to return the goods to the owner, and then you have to now try to get compensation from the ganav. So now already it's your problem. But there is one case where the halakha says it's permissible to keep the goods. And that is in a case where, let's say, the owner made yi'ush. The owner had his goods stolen, and we could assume that he gave up hope on the goods, and you bought them without knowing that they were stolen or without any suspicion they were stolen. In that case over there, based on those two principles, his yi'ush, the fact that it came into your possession unknowingly without any reason to suspect, then the halakha says he can keep the goods. However, the Rama does point out that the rules of dina de malchuta dina do apply in this case. Meaning, if the law of the land is that all stolen goods, even after the guy made yi'ush, have to be returned to the owner, so then the halakha says you still have to return it to the owner. Of course, in that case, you'd be able to be compensated, but the dina de malchuta, the law of the land, overrides the law that we just said. So basically there's three scenarios. There's the two cases before he makes yi'ush, and then there's the case after yi'ush. Basically, the general lesson of today's halakha is that one must be very careful. There's a big tendency when he's getting a deal, and it's cheap and all that, and he rationalizes when it comes to money, I didn't steal it, and I don't know, and I close my eyes. Halakha says that people are going to be accountable for exactly the goods that they buy and who they buy it from. They will have to be very, very careful to make sure that not only we deal honestly, but the goods that we have also honest goods.